It's really lovely to see everybody here today at the great event, great location, Seven Peaks.
Yes, thanks Seven Peaks for hosting or giving us the office to host our event. We are very happy to welcome you. We are very happy you all made your way to join us for this evening. And we would start to give you a brief overview of Beyond Mobile, and then we have some of our partners speaking. So the reason we are gathering is our exhibition and conference for the 5G industry from 8 to 9 June at Samyang Midtown. We are very happy that with Beyond Mobile and the Beyond Thursday, we can start to meet face to face before the actual event in June.
Yeah, and as we all know, as we gather here, 5G is something that is very important in all aspects of our lives. And with Beyond Mobile, we're focusing on five main verticals, namely digital health, future mobility, agriculture, manufacturing, and smart city, which I'm sure each of you are very familiar with all these verticals. And since we are a new launch, Beyond Mobile is very happy, and we're proud to present our partners of the event, namely Nokia, as the platinum launch partner of the event. They'll be exhibiting at the event, also giving us contents, showcasing at Beyond Mobile. Apart from Nokia, we're also very happy to also tell you about our launch partners, the British Embassy, and Rohde & Schwarz, and True 5G. They'll also be contributing to the content of the event and also exhibiting at the show. And of course, we have our knowledge partner in the cybersecurity field, which is Army Connects. They'll also be contributing with the angle of 5G and how it impacts your cybersecurity.
Yes, these are some impressions of the venue we will use for the actual confex. So Samyang Midtown has a great exhibition and conference area on the fifth floor. We are using the main hall for the exhibition and the main stage of the conference. And we use the smaller meeting room on the right corner for our breakout stage, where our customers have the possibility to give more knowledge-driven insights into their products. Furthermore, we will have a VIP networking lounge with food and drinks for our visitors. And on the first evening, we will host a networking reception on the outside area of Samyang Midtown. So here you see an overview of our pre-events we are hosting. As mentioned, we are very happy that we are having now our first physical perspective. And I hand over the mic.
Thank you. So my name is Titi Pan. Represent Nokia Thailand and leading for the enterprise sales leader in Thailand. So I think it's my pleasure to also be here and also can exchange the information. Since Nokia Thailand, we are very well established. We are having around 400 people, so serving a lot of customer in many operator, main operator in Thailand. Probably you already know AIS, True, DTAC, and also enterprise. This year we are really focused to would like to promote our private wireless network, which is implement on the 5G network as well. So probably I can also show you some video in order to just getting to understand how we are cooperate with a major customer in other country, as well as in Thailand. We also going to have a very soon who is adopted already for the 5G technology for the industry. So welcome for anyone. So please can come and have a exchange the business card and also talk to me. Thank you.
Bosch, Nokia, and Rohde & Schwarz, as members of the 5G Alliance for Connected Industries and Automation, present a practical demonstration of industrial automation over a 5G standalone private network. 5G performance measurements were taken in a real-world production environment in Bosch's Industry 4.0 Lighthouse factory in Stuttgart, Feuerbach, Germany. It proves that 5G can provide the performance, reliability, and quality of service that is needed to automate and digitalize manufacturing facilities and operations. The real-world factory environment used in this demonstration includes Nokia Digital Automation Cloud 5G standalone private network solution. It is comprised of 5G NR small cells and a compact edge cloud server that provides the 5G core functions and supports industrial applications and services. Bosch Rexroth's Active Shuttle, a self-navigating autonomous transport system. It is connected to the 5G private network and receives, for example, routing instructions to deliver parts and material on the factory floor. A Bosch 4K predictive artificial intelligence of things video camera supporting mobile broadband applications. And the Rohde & Schwarz 5G measurement solutions for deployed networks. It is based on a passive network scanner and an active device which collects the RF parameters and the KPIs of interest for an established data connection. We have all heard of the theoretical performance metrics that 5G can achieve: gigabit speeds, millisecond latencies, 6/9 network availability, greater coverage, and massive machine connectivity. But what is the performance of 5G in a real-world factory environment? Can 5G become the universal industrial communication standard for the factory of the future? The test cases presented in this demonstration will provide real field results to answer some of these questions. Wireless coverage is important in a factory where production area can be quite large, as is the case in Bosch's industrial 5G testbed at its Feuerbach facility, which is 10,000 square meters. The factory floor is equipped with lots of machines and equipment with metallic surfaces that can impact the wireless coverage. This test case measures the absolute 5G signal power levels received at varying distances from the deployed small cell. Measured values in excess of minus 80 dBm indicate very good coverage conditions. At the same time, the background noise and the potential for interference in the factory environment is checked. To do this, we measure the ratio of the strength of a 5G signal to interference and background noise. The so-called signal to interference noise ratio, or SINR, at various locations inside the factory. This is what the active shuttle will experience as it moves around the factory floor. SINR is measured in decibels. The higher the decibel level, the better. SINR values in excess of 30 dB indicate a well-deployed and interference-free network. This value is the basis for the achievable data rates that are shown next. Massive increases in downlink and uplink throughput are expected in 5G to support the growing use of video for quality control applications in manufacturing operations. This test case measures the 5G downlink and uplink speeds available to support these high data rate industrial use cases. For the chosen configuration, with a downlink to uplink ratio of 7:3, data rates of up to 900 megabits per second for the downlink and almost 200 megabits per second for the uplink are achieved. Network performance with deterministic latency for strict industrial communications and control is essential for manufacturing assets to become mobile in the factory of the future. This final test case measures the round-trip latency of the 5G private network as seen on the active shuttle. On average, the recorded latency is about 13 milliseconds based on a standard ping test. Future latency improvements are expected with 5G release 16 and 17 chipsets supporting ultra-reliable, low-latency communications. This demonstration shows the 5G performance of AGVs and other devices connected to a 5G standalone private network in real factory environment. The results for the test cases shown provide solid evidence that 5G can meet the performance requirements that manufacturers are looking for as they build their factory of the future.
Thank you very much for your insights, and yeah, that really looks like a very interesting and innovative project you're hosting there in Germany. So next, I would like to welcome Kunavadi on stage from AviConnex, who will give us some insights in their 5G-related activities.
Okay. Thank you, and good evening, everyone. My name is Kunavadi Watanaki. You can call me by my Thai nickname, Yi. So I'm VP from AviConnex. My field is business development. Actually, AviConnex is defense and security company. And you're probably wondering why I'm here. But actually, we try to join up with the 5G revolutionary family and community here. And it is our great honor to be the Long-range partner of Beyond Mobile. So thank you for inviting us, and we are delighted to be here. So just a quick overview about AviConnex. As you can see here, what we are delivering is pretty much deep tech innovation in defense and security field, and especially in aerospace, cybersecurity, ICT, software development, and system integration. So we have delivered a number of tech and innovation to the Thai Ministry of Defense, and currently we are trying to bring our core competency to the global market as well, not only in the military field, but also in other fields like civilian or other sectors, as well as other industries. So we are very excited to be part of Beyond Mobile Knowledge Partner, and we are trying to showcase the technology that we have, even though it can be belong to defense, but like cybersecurity can also be used in the civilian world, as well as smart city securities and safety here. This is what we are envisioning, how we can combine our technology with 5G in the future. And we are ready to collaborate with anyone, whether you are end users, tech providers, or even the industries. So thank you, and hope you have a wonderful evening. See you all at the event.
Thank you very much, Kunavadi, for those insights. Yeah, we are happy ourselves to have you on board, and very interesting way you're going there. Okay, last but not least, I would like to welcome AIM on stage. AIM is a long-time expert in the tech and media industry, and is supporting us with the promotion of Beyond Mobile. AIM, the stage is yours.
Hi, good evening. Hi, my name is AIM. I'm 10 years in the tech industry. I'm in Thailand's first co-working space in a technology media conference company. A big show, 20,000 people. After that, COVID happened, and I took a really long break, and then I found this incredible show. The team has been really working really hard as well, Marty and everybody, and thank you so much for Nokia and AviConnex. But really, the most important thing is tonight, I'm in nights like this, because I think we've done as much as we can to build a community and industry around 5G, and emerging ones like defense or space tech and drones, through Zoom and Google Meets and Hangouts and whatnot. But I think there is a limit to how much we can do online. And tonight, I feel that just by being here for less than 30 minutes, I was able to talk to Kunavadi, and we now have three really interesting meetings that I'd like to introduce to her. And you know, she's doing some really cool stuff. Go talk to her about how she supports startups that want to build on top of the AviConnex platform. So that kind of conversations should permeate tonight. And there was a lot of pizzas in the back. There's a lot of beer. It's been going very warm, and otherwise all the 7 Peak staff are gonna have like a private party, and they're gonna like enjoy the night. But hopefully all of you do stay with us for a little while, really get to know each other and see how beyond just a conference, how can we grow this industry to actually be very accommodating to your business, but also create new business synergies. And hopefully by the end of COVID, as we know it, we are going to come out very strong, very happy, very integrated, and all of us are going to make a lot of money and a lot of happy, smiley faces. And for that, thank you to Isabel, Marty, and the rest of the team for sticking with this for so many years. I know we have a lot of starts and stuff, but we are going to make this conference happen. Thank you all for supporting. Enjoy the rest of the night.
Same for your words. Not really anything to add. We are happy you're here. Enjoy beer and pizza. Enjoy the talks, and let's have a good night together. Thank you.